You are listening to listen.directcolors.net podcast episode 10. I'm Amy Nolan, and today we're talking with Direct Colors General Manager Shauna Turner about what to do about carpet tack holes on concrete. We often receive questions about carpet tack holes from homeowners remodeling basements and indoor floors. Most carpets are stretched and attached to wooden strips and nailed into the concrete along the perimeter of the floor. When the boards are removed, even the most careful person tends to leave unsightly holes and chips in the concrete. The question is, what can be done to fill in the holes and still have an attractive decorative concrete floor? Thank you for coming in today, Shauna.
My pleasure.
So here's a question from a customer about a recent project they're working on. I want to acid stain the floors in my house. What can I do to hide the holes around the perimeter of my rooms after the carpet has been removed?
Well, that does get to the heart of the matter, to be sure. Covering carpet tack holes can be difficult. Acid stain will react differently to the patching material than to the actual slab itself, which in most cases highlights the patch more than the floor. If you can't live with the holes, consider applying a thin layer of DCI concrete overlay in the form of a border around the room. The concrete overlay borders will cover the carpet tack holes while producing an attractive outline for your floor. Even when using the same color of acid stain, a variation in color will still occur. Sometimes additional damage can occur when pulling the tack strips, so if you do have deeper holes, bigger than a dime to a quarter in size, consider applying DCI concrete patching compound first and sanding it flush with the floor before applying the overlay. A border does involve a little extra work, but the finished product is outstanding.
How exactly do you use the overlay product?
To create a border, I would carefully measure a straight line around the perimeter of the room and apply Frog Tape brand masking tape. Once you've completed that, you're ready to mix the overlay. Our concrete overlay is an add water only mix and should be mixed in a 5-gallon plastic bucket using a birdcage paddle and a drill motor. Mix only what you can actually apply in about 50 minutes. If you don't need an entire 50-pound box, adjust the amount of water added and mix. Apply the overlay with a pool or square-ended trowel at a depth of about an eighth of an inch. Using a magic trowel, pull the overlay smooth towards the tape edge. Once you've completed each section, remove the tape and allow it to dry. The overlay will need about 12 hours to fully cure before acid staining. But don't worry, we have complete mixing and application instructions on our website, directcolors.com.
Could a customer use a different color on the overlay if they wished?
Sure. You can even add concrete pigment to the overlay before applying if a solid color was preferred. If you decide to acid stain using a different color, you might give the Deco Gel a try. Because it's an acid stain gel, it's less likely to run once applied. You definitely want to use a foam brush rather than a sprayer to avoid messy overspray.
That sounds great! Can this technique be used in any room in the house?
Absolutely. I think the border effect is more apparent in a larger room, such as a living room or a bedroom, but certainly it can be successfully applied anywhere in a home or business.
Thank you, Shauna. Seems like a practical solution to a common concrete flooring problem. If you have a specific project you'd like advice on, give us a call at 877-255-2656 to speak directly to a technician or complete a free online design consultation, and we'll get back to you within 24 hours. The listen.directcolors.net podcast is produced every week for your enjoyment, and show notes are found at listen.directcolors.net. Come back often and feel free to add the podcast to your favorite RSS feed or iTunes. You can also follow us on Twitter at Direct Colors and Facebook. All links are in the show notes. I'm Amy Nolan. Thanks for joining us.